Message number 526. Just as the soldier who pierced my side was instantly converted, so too will millions of souls. Wednesday, August 22, 2012 at 08:10 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you must not feel isolated from me because of the enormity of this work. For although it may seem to be of such magnitude that you feel you will not be able to cope, know that I only ask of you that which you are capable of. Rejoice that my word is being sought out all over the world, for this is my heart's desire. I desire that all of my disciples respond immediately to my call, for I need them to help me in my mission to save humanity. This is only the beginning of a rapid conversion when the blood and water will gush forth over every human soul. My blood and water will convert even blackened souls. Just as the soldier who pierced my side was instantly converted, so too will millions of souls who at this time do not believe I exist. Have not I told you that my mercy is endless? Have I not promised that miracles sanctioned by my Father will take place to bring the world together and all souls to their rightful inheritance? So many souls are now responding to my call. Their prayers alone will be multiplied and millions more will be saved. All souls are to be included in your efforts to salvage the whole of humanity. Your goal, my dearly beloved disciples, must be not to allow any single soul to slip through the net. This net will be thrown out and cast into the waters to catch souls and save them. You, my disciples, are the fishermen. I give you the net through the graces I now bestow upon you. You will help me to save every living soul, and not one single effort will be left undone, not one stone unturned, as I venture forth to save humanity once again. So instead of cowering in fear, worried about the huge response to my call, my daughter, you must rejoice. For at last my holy will is being fulfilled. Yet we still have a long way to go. Your Jesus.